start and realize that eternal fate has turned its back on him. It's 2 a.m.
It's 2 a.m.
It's 2 a.m. Fear is gone. It's 2 a.m. The sun is still warm.
Madison Rupert, and I believe I'm pronouncing his name properly, he was just recently on Dave Hodges' program. He was going to be joining us tonight if he's out there and can call the network on Skype or call the network 800-313-9443 and give him your Skype ID. That would help. They're trying to raise you right now, producer is. So if you could call into the program or email me back. I just emailed you so that we can get you on the program. And the thing I wanted to talk about tonight was there's a Senate bill. It's a rider actually on the Defense Authorization Act, which is the, you know, bill basically to fund the military for 2012. And it's actually up at InfoWars. There's an article by either Joseph, I think it's Joseph Watson, might be Paul Watson, on indefinite detention, posse comitatus. This is what I've been fighting and what's going on in the Ninth Circuit now, where I've been held for 8 years in a military tribunal by a branch of military that I'm not in that's saying that I'm a civilian. And it's I'm trying to pull it up here. There's a different, if you go to the ACLU's page, I think they've got it up on their main website for DC, but it's S-1867, the National Defense Authorization Act bill, and it's, I think it's also identified as, and it might be House Bill 1253, I think there's two bills that are same or similar, but the language in it is pretty striking, if not clearly disturbing. It was Paul Joseph Watson, and he's the editor of Alex Jones's website. I don't know why I thought Paul and Joseph were two different people, but who knows, maybe they still are. Obviously they're one person with a middle name. And here's the sections 1031, 1032, and I believe 1033 as well. About the suspension of posse comitatus. And I guess there's a little bit of debate, and there's some postings at Alex Jones's site. But it's been forwarded to me as well. And with what's going on in my own situation, I believe that, you know, because all they do is they get the foot in the door. And once they have their foot in the door, you can't close the door. And so they will keep the foot in the door until they can get a hand in the door, if not a gun or strong arm, open the door somehow. And really go after these issues. With the timing of this bill and related bills, even when it came up originally back in June, I think of this year, it appears to be targeted at, and even because of my own efforts to some extent and what's going on, they've just delayed my own case for the Ninth Circuit. We'll get into that when we get back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
People, we're back, and they're basically trying to, and I don't doubt the A, because it's being attached as a rider to the Defense Authorization Act. The ACLU is putting out a warning on it, has it on their own website. There's claims or attacks against Paul Joseph Watson and others that they're raising a false alarm. I don't think it is, from my own personal experience. I do find the timeliness of the introduction of this and the Military Commissions Act back in 2006 or 2007 or even before, they've been trying this for a while. McCain's behind it or involved in it. So is Levin. And I'm trying to think of some of the other people. I mean, this is to transfer over adjudicative powers, quote unquote police powers, to the military. I'm trying to think of what. Let me see if I can find it. But the Senate bill was the one I read out earlier, which was. ...1867, National Defense Authorization Act bill, and it's set for a vote in the Senate floor Monday. And it's, I guess, to say basically in the law for the first time that the homeland, quote-unquote, and I've never called our, you know, we never used this term homeland, not that I ever can remember until 9/11 and we had a German president who's related to Queen Elizabeth and the royal families. Nothing against Germans, but this is German royalty we're speaking of, and a person who believes in and believes he is part of German royalty. Lindsey Graham is another one who supports the bill, Carl Levin, Michigan Democrat, and Graham is Republican, South Carolina, and McCain, of course, Republican from Arizona. And it's the provisions 1031, 1032, and 1033 in the bill. And I'm trying to go back to, and someone in California sent this to me as well. And the three chief provisions, and this is on the ACLU. The ACLU has here. This is urge the Senate to oppose indefinite military detention. The U.S. Senate is considering the this is on the ACLU's website, so I don't think there's a mistake about the severity or seriousness about what's going on. The U.S. Senate is considering the unthinkable, changing detention laws to imprison people, including Americans living in the United States itself, indefinitely and without a charge. The Defense Authorization Bill, a must-pass, quote-unquote, piece of legislation, because it's what keeps the military going, is headed to the Senate floor with troubling provisions that would give the president and all future presidents the authority to indefinitely imprison people without charge or trial, both abroad and in the United States. And it would basically eviscerate or wipe out Posse Comitatus. And here's a sample of the bill, and it's it says, please oppose sections 1031 and 1032 of the NDAA. NDAA is National Defense Authorization Act. Here they have it listed as S-1253, not the S-1867. But it says, if enacted, sections 1031 and 1032 of the NDAA would, one, explicitly authorize the federal government to indefinitely imprison without charge or trial American citizens and others picked up inside and outside the United States. Two, mandate military detention of some civilians who would otherwise be outside of military control, including civilians picked up within the United States itself. And three, and this just blows my mind, and the fact that Levin and all these other guys are actually trying to pretend that they're U.S. senators and congresspersons and more, because there's other people involved in this as well. Not just those, I think all three of those were senators, Graham, McCain, and Levin. Three, transfer to the Department of Defense core prosecutorial investigative law enforcement penal and custodial authority and responsibility now held by the Department of Justice. And this is how it's a sample letter that the ACLU has up on its website. And I know a lot of listeners and people out there who listen to RBN don't have much love for the ACLU. Some of the things that they've been fighting more recently, I would understand, because it's clearly been infiltrated, and it's rather than fighting for the average Americans, the larger portion, the majority, it's out there fighting for sex offenders, convicted sex offenders, and their rights. And I'm not, you know, of course, they're an easy target to be abused because of their label, regardless of what they did or did not do. I'm not sticking up for them in any way, shape, or form, but just like our military and just like the quote-unquote prison population in general, it is a core target, say, audience, a group of people, for want of a better word or term, that the state and or federal government like to use to, a poor example would be electronic IDs rather than dog tags, using a biometric ID, either a chip or, you know, whatever, rather than a set of dog tags for identification. They like using this stuff, pushing it on the military, and then taking it and using it for average citizens, civilians, and more, and imposing it upon Americans in general. Here's the end of it. It says these provisions in the NDAA are inconsistent with fundamental American values embodied in the Constitution. I urge the Senate reject the NDAA and its indefinite detention provisions. So there's two pieces of legislation. One is identified as S-1253, the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2012 NDAA. And I think it says it's the Senate, so I don't know if S-1253 was actually the House bill or the House form of the bill. And then 1867 was the Senate form of the bill. So check into it. That's what I wanted to talk to Madison Ruppert about, Rupert. He was going to come on tonight. If he's out there and he's listening, please call in, or Dave Hodges. If you're out there and you're listening, call in with Madison's Skype account or username so that we can get a hold of him, call him up on Skype. Or if you're out there, Madison, please call in and we'll talk about this. It is such a huge issue. And Madison and or Dave, if you guys don't get a hold of me, don't get on tonight, then hopefully tomorrow we'll be on the air as well. Let me throw out the call-in number, 800-313-9443. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone. Host Lieutenant Eric Schein. Just as a reminder, I don't get paid for any of this. I'm not a, this is not my, you know, avocation or vocation. I'm doing it as a public service because of what's going on, not only with myself, but the bigger picture and the issues involved, which do go to Posse Comitatus. As in my own situation, it has been raised, and you can go to the internet and find the final order recently put out by the National Transportation Safety Board, where it mentions and identifies that Posse Comitatus is an issue in my own appeal, and I am now before the Ninth Circuit. Although a branch of military that I'm not in, that has declared me to be medically, mentally incompetent used through the use of military assets, military forces, military personnel in uniform, JAG counsel, medical staff from a branch of military, i.e. the Coast Guard, that first and foremost is not supposed to be a branch of military, that has come after me and has been prosecuting me for the last 8-9 years to try to prove somehow under torturous violations of constitutional and even, of course, simple human rights, Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, Sixth, Seventh, I mean, almost all of them are included first, of course, because they had pre-existing formal civil complaints in federal district court that were stepped upon, effectively quashed by Coast Guard and Homeland Security. And we'll be back after this break. 800-313-9443. Hopefully Madison will get a hold of us, if not, and possibly tomorrow. But go check out these what's going on. It's pretty crazy.
Flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
All right, where's Muse, man? I hear no Muse. All right, people, we're back. 800-313-9443. We're working on getting Madison Rupert on. He was just on Dave Hodges' program, and you can listen to the program. I'm not sure if it was last week. I think it was a little bit further back than that. But you can go to the archives and listen to try to figure out, and hopefully when I find out, if I get him on tonight or hopefully tomorrow, and I may have Dave Hodges on tomorrow night, extending over from his own program and talking hopefully about Posse Comitatus and things that I just brought up and mentioned. I've been raising this for some time. I've been facing a branch of military that's not supposed to be a branch of military, as all branches of military are supposed to be in the Department of Defense. I've been facing the Coast Guard that is saying it's a branch of military that has voluntarily somehow taken on military uniforms, somehow voluntarily taken on, this is over the course of years, voluntarily taken on Title 10, the UCMJ military law, has now moved it out of, you know, the, you got to remember where the Coast Guard came from, Treasury Department. Before that, it was the, or after that, it was the Commerce Department. And then after that, it was the Department of Transportation that was created just for and to solve the problems of what the Coast Guard was doing in pretending to be a branch of military. Every time we have a war conflict like in Vietnam, it was moved out of the Department of Commerce into the Department of Transportation in 1965 through and into 1967 when it was finally consummated. The Department of Transportation was created in 1965, and the Suits and Admiralty Act of 1965 was passed to wrest proper jurisdiction and authority over matters in Admiralty, arising in Admiralty and maritime, you know, involving maritime actors, to restore that proper constitutional authority to our Article 3 judiciary. One of the last times the Coast Guard played this game and, you know, reconstituted these quote-unquote admiralty courts, much like what happened with the bankruptcy courts. They had been split off. We used to have separate bankruptcy courts and separate admiralty courts. The federal district courts kind of stepped in and they worked on solving or bringing the issues of bankruptcy back under the federal district courts. And they had done the same thing with the Suits and Admiralty Act for admiralty because of what was going on with the Coast Guard. And every time we have a conflict or a war, the Coast Guard comes out and tries to declare that it's a branch of military and tries to and continues to impose itself upon civilians, saying that it's a special branch of military that military law doesn't apply to, although it comes under it, that it interprets it specially, even though it was made uniform, so that it would apply equally and the same law to all branches of military applied to themselves for themselves, and that they would not apply themselves or military law or civilian law to anyone else. The uniformed services are only supposed to administer law, military law, for their own branch of service, for their own uniform. So the Coast Guard does the Coast Guard, which is not supposed to be a branch of military, it's supposed to be a federal maritime police agency. They're supposed to be administered under Title V, which is the Administrative Procedure Act, which is civil service law that the Coast Guard and its personnel are supposed to come onto or under because they are civil servants, not a branch of military. And then the Navy does the Navy, Army does the Army, Air Force does the Air Force, and the Marine Corps does the Marine Corps, in the basic premise that they understand an injury to one is an injury to all, and that if they allow one naval officer or personnel, crew member, to be prosecuted unjustly and a unjust sentence to be meted out upon a fellow service member, whether they're criminal or not, they're still a quote-unquote fellow member, and some would argue that they're not once they've broken the law and they're no longer acting under the color of authority. But that men and women in the same uniform of the same service administer justice to each other, and that this was seen as the best way to protect all branches of the military had their own codes of conduct up until and just after World War II. Because of what the Coast Guard had pulled, the Coast Guard was moved out of the newly created Department of Defense that was made from the Department of War, that was shut down and replaced with by the Department of Defense, and in keeping with the international conventions, Geneva Conventions and more, that made preemptive and offensive, aggressive wars of conquest or subjugation illegal, which is what we've been doing in the Middle East, not many other places around the world over the years. The best way to make our country strong or to keep it strong is through commerce, trade, transportation, to ensure that all of our industries here in the United States, employing Americans first and foremost, are at the cutting edge of all technologies. And that, you know, we don't need to mass produce tanks and weapons and nuclear, you know, warheads and more to be safe. We need to have a strong industrial base that can be converted overnight to take our technology and apply it to defending ourselves if necessary. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50%. and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
All right, let me go to some callers here, but first let me mention you don't have to be physically in prison to be arrested and detained. Even if you're released on your own recognizance, once you've been charged, quote-unquote, the military or police or military police have free rein to continue to investigate you and seize records, subpoena people, build a case against you. And if you don't think it's real, if you don't think it's possible, I'm telling you from my own personal experience, they've trapped me in a virtual prison of my own mind that they forced me to carry around with me on a daily basis because they've labeled me, much like, you know, in the book by Nathaniel Hawthorne, the scarlet letter A, and not that I'm a freaking harlot, excuse my language, or adulteress, but they've, you know, declared me to be medically, mentally incompetent. Try getting insurance, medical, healthcare insurance, let alone a job, especially where the job that you have, you rely on your mind as an engineer, as a licensed professional, a licensed and degree professional marine engineer. Try living in what's going on in the world where unemployment is at record levels, paralleling what went on in the Great Depression, if not, you know, somewhat obscuring, if not overcoming what went on in the Great Depression. They tried to tie me to Timothy McVeigh. That's the whole thing. Like, if you read the language from these two bills, 1867 and 1253, I think it is, 1253, right, National Defense Authorization Act. It's being referred to as two different things, so 1867 or 1253, but it's a rider to the Defense Authorization Act. And let me go to the calls. Let me go to, I hate to do this, but I'm going to show preference to a fellow American first, and then I'll go to our friend and neighbor in Canada. But Tom in Wisconsin. Tom.
Hi, Eric. I've been listening to your broadcasts on and off for the last, I would say, 2 years now, and you know, as well as a lot of other information from other people. And it's just become kind of clear to me lately that there's really not anywhere for this to go but down from here. Unless
well, you can't. An important point, too, is you can't leave the country to flee from this. You have to stand.
No, because it's global. This is global. This whole system is a global system, and I believe I heard somebody else say that there's only three nations on the planet now, three political entities on the planet that are not dominated by the fractional reserve banking system of the Rothschild ilk. And
North Korea being one.
Yeah. Well, and North Korea is supported by the globalists, so like you have to wonder. I mean, are they just left alone to be a rogue nation so that they can menace the world? As in the dialectic system that we have,
well, in Iran too, right?
Well, yeah. Well, everything is a step and a process to the end game, and the end game is the depopulation. It is the genetically engineered humanoid servant of the ruling elite.
Did Shakespeare say? Many great things that Shakespeare said, or was quoted as saying, "All the world is a stage."
Yes. Yes, and all of us are actors upon it. And some of us play more than others on that stage, or act, I should say, on that stage. And I've been listening to this information for a long time for me, and it's since 2007. And it just seems that the combination of all of the toxicity in the environment with the propaganda overlay and the slow bathing in technological advances that are really outdated and really ancient to what is in the corporate and governmental reservations where these technologies were developed initially. All of this together leads me to just this understanding that individually we have to say no to the system, but at the same time, this thing has nowhere to go but down unless the actual system itself is halted. But really, I mean, your case, I would say highlights the fact that there's nobody that's safe in this thing. Even the circus.
Well, that's my point. Is like when I bring up and mention, like, look, if they can do this to me, and I'm not saying like I'm anything special, or I'm like, you know, Bill Clinton or somebody who should be quote unquote untouchable somehow. I'm saying I'm kind of like near the top, percentage wise or percent. You know, percentile. I've got a college degree, an engineering degree. I'm a graduate of a federal military service academy. Not very many people can get in there, get a congressional appointment. I'm a naval officer, commissioned naval officer, licensed and degreed marine engineer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not anybody special, but I do have resources. I am educated. I know better, and if they can do what they're doing to me with overwhelming military resources and assets of a branch of military that I'm not in, say that I'm a civilian, and people don't give a hoot or lift a finger to do anything, where does that leave anyone else?
That's exactly it, and like the Black Friday zombie horde masses that were out in force, stepping over people that were dying and watching police officers physically assault other civilians because we are under a form of military dictatorship.
Well, look what happened at Walmart with people being trampled and suffocated get some consumer electronics.
Well, and it's not even these aren't even things that are going to last. It's all designed obsolescence. And I would say that. You know, like there's a video clip
if it lasted or didn't last or was invaluable, we're putting more value in that piece of crap, whether it lasted or not. It's still a piece of crap where we're valuing it more than a human life.
Yeah. And there's even a video of supposedly a pregnant woman who gets knocked over in this whole stampede, and she's more concerned about the wig that fell off her head than the baby that was inside of her.
Yeah.
And you know, there's just so much that could be said about the predicament that you're in and the predicament that I find myself in and the predicament that many people find themselves in, and that is that we are actually politically being oppressed by the system because the people that are running this system know that they either have to clamp down and really start the culling, or there will be popular uprisings and they will have to come out with the iron fist and kill a whole bunch of people at once.
You've heard me talk about poppy cropping. I don't, maybe not, but to where, and this, you know, this goes to the Bush family because they're, you know, Poppy Bush gets his name Poppy. It's not Papa. It's Poppy Bush for his involvement
in heroin
trade in Afghanistan and more.
Yeah.
And drug running. Just like Joe Kennedy, you know, he was a criminal.
Yeah. Ran alcohol during prohibition.
Right. And at some point, you know, although his sons may have, you know, fallen further from the tree than Al Capone did from his own family, you know, it was an Irish mob family to an extent, you know, a crime family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I speak, the one thing about the Kennedys, I do believe that they did start to, for whatever reason, and this is one reason why we have that in our Constitution, about being an American, you know, a natural-born citizen, is that at some point we don't want people coming from overseas, because once you're here and you're here for a generation, you get acclimated to our system. The chances of you betraying all Americans to some foreign nation or some foreign people or some foreign government or some foreign royal interest is less likely. Not that you wouldn't do it, not that there's people that wouldn't do it, like, I don't know, Arnold Schwarzenegger. And again, you know, he wouldn't denounce or renounce his own Austrian citizenship. And I keep pointing to the simple fact that it's the same game that's been going on for several hundred years since we declared independence and fought a revolutionary war, if not several thousand years. And it is about this, I don't want to call it a dichotomy, but this ongoing war between should we live in republics of by and for the people or should we live in kingdoms for a select group of self-appointed royal families who maintain their position by beating the crap out of other people and stealing everything that they've got.
Well, not just beating the crap out of them, but murdering. I mean, this is...
Well, that's... I include that in there.
This is what they do. And Rockefeller, he lived in a time, Papa Rockefeller, Big Rockefeller,
right.
He lived in a time where there was still a moral fabric that ran through the country, even though there were the scoundrels and there were the rabble. There was a moral fabric that ran through the country. And
it wasn't just our country, though, because even in a lot of these kingdoms, foreign nations, there was also a moral fabric that ran through them to some extent.
The Germans especially were very moral people, but they were, like us, they were co-opted through the manipulation of science. And they became a very scientific culture and a very, very, culture. Yeah. I mean,
I was going to say eugenicists, like, you know, to back to like bloodlines again, to where they feel that they are in the position they are because they are better.
Yeah. Superior. Yeah. And this gets into eugenics and all of these other ideas about superiority of a people over another. But
that's important because people like myself, when we find ourselves in this position, I cannot extract myself from it. I'm now before the Ninth Circuit. The issues of posse comitatus have been raised. I look at the timeline of not only the Military Commissions Act, a bunch of other laws. They parallel or intersect with important timelines in my own affairs to where I can see that, you know, I mean, the general counsel for the Department of Defense has been served on this. The attorney general and the general counsel for the Department of Justice is aware of what's going on in my situation. The general counsel for the Department of Homeland Security, the general counsel for the Department of Transportation, the general counsel for the United States Coast Guard are all served on and know that I am before the Ninth Circuit. My original brief was supposed to be due December 5th. The administrator for the FAA, and I'm not before the FAA, have not been before the FAA. They're supposed to be the custodian of the record somehow, even though I was before the Coast Guard, a branch of military that I'm not in. The FAA, the administrator for ALJs for the FAA, contacted the Ninth Circuit, asked for more time to pass on the record, because none of this, in violation of the not only Freedom of Information Acts, but the Paper Reduction Acts, none of it was electronic. So the Coast Guard has kept this whole thing, you know, paper bound instead where they're supposed to be compliant, and I've tried to get them to be compliant, to where all of this is supposed to be electronic, the record is supposed to be electronic. The FAA, that hasn't been involved in this, on behalf of the NTSB, National Transportation Safety Board, scanned in the whole record, and it's at 11,000 pages or something like that, which is not even the entire record, and finally sent it on not only to myself but to the Ninth Circuit. And they've moved my, which helps me to an extent, but to some extent I think they're counting on the fact that I'll be dead by then, or something will happen, or something will happen in the nation, or they'll pass this legislation, and they can just come out and grab me and shut down the, you know, court actions that are going on. To where it's been pushed back to where my brief is due February 28th of next year.
Yeah. Eric, the bottom line is this, ultimately, that we no longer live in a republic. And we don't live in a republic because the people... There are no republics, and that's the whole point. I mean, at one point...
But you've heard me talk about that. What's going on is they're trying to resurrect and recreate, if not reinvigorate, the worldwide system known as United Kingdoms.
Yes. I mean, there is no republic because the people do not choose not to live in a republic because they think that what they're getting, I guess, right now is a fair shake, or they're not even thinking about the fact that they're not living in a republic anymore.
Wow.
And I think that's how far gone we are. Is people aren't even
critical thinking. It's like I even went to my sister's for Thanksgiving, and they count themselves as Democrats for whatever reason. And one of our relations, my two sisters, I started speaking about Obama and saying that there's no difference between him and Bush, and in fact he's related to, he's his ninth cousin twice removed to President, you know, George Herbert Walker Bush or George W. Bush, that it's a royal family. He's an extension of that family. And they just, like, went off. They stood right in front of me, like, three abreast, and defended the Democratic Party, defended Barack Obama, saying that he's the best thing that's happened to this country. And I'm just like, well, you guys have no idea what's going on, do you?
No. Well, what do they do with their spare time when they're not slaving away for a wage? You know, what are they doing?
One of my sister's husband's nephew, his wife came in and made the comment about, you know, she's a nurse, so she knows all about this stuff. She read the healthcare bill. And my only answer to it, I didn't even bring it up or mention it, was like, I don't need to read the whole healthcare bill to know what's in it because I know who wrote it.
Yeah,
it was the lobbyists for the healthcare industry, Henry J. Kaiser, who was the guy who started Kaiser Permanente as the first HMO working with Nixon, Tricky Dick Nixon. There's videotape archives of this from their conversations in the White House. They're doing the same thing that Bismarck did in Prussia before marrying it into and becoming part of the German Federations and setting the stage for not just Germany, but Austria, Bavaria, and that entire region, and the world for Hitler.
Yeah.
So collectivism on a social stage or a social platform is not any better than collectivism on a warfare rather than welfare platform.
No, it's not. And
it's hideous.
The problem that I see, Eric, is that all of this stuff is interconnected. When I try and look at the monolithic structure, Tom, the
least common or most common denominator, however you want to look at it, is this divide between, are we going to live in republics of by and for the people, where the royalties, quote unquote, go to all the people, Or are we going to live in kingdoms, a worldwide system of kingdoms, where the royalties go to a small, self-elect, self-appointed group of royal, if not crown, families?
Group of 12, group of 13, round tables, councils. Yeah, I mean, this is essentially the breakaway civilization that is developing before our eyes. And what I was getting at before was the monolithic structure. As I look at it, I have trouble connecting everything all at once, and I can't imagine the dumbed-down, fluoride-head slave masses being able to even understand what a republic is.
Hold on, Tom. We're going to break. I don't want you to get cut off right in the middle of the sentence or whatever by the commercial, but we're going to break. Hold on, and we'll go right back to you, and I'll get to John in Canada if he can hold. I want to bring him on real quick with you. We'll be right back.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you read the news? Heart disease still the most likely reason you'll die, but people are still not afraid enough. Over 70 million Americans live every day with some form of heart disease, and we accept it as okay. Well, I don't think it's okay, and I'm here to tell you that Extendivite doesn't think it's okay either. Just a few simple herbs can change the way we think about heart disease. Don't just accept it, do something about it. Live a longer, healthier life. Take Extendivite every day. Extend your life with Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, man, we're back. I want to bring in, hopefully, Tom, you're still there. Tom, you still there?
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
Let me bring in John from Canada. John, you still there?
Yeah. Hey. Hey, guys.
Hey. How's it going?
Hey.
Go ahead and throw in real quick. We got just a couple of minutes, but I want to remind you guys and the listeners, we have tomorrow night, Sunday, same time, and I might have on Dave Hodges, who has a program before me, and I may also have on Madison Rupert, if everything works out well.
Okay, yeah, I'll try to take it into the show tomorrow, but I wanted to comment on the seriousness of the military having the right to pick up Americans to be imprisoned without charge or trial.
No, but think about it. It's worse, and you're a fellow, you know, you're our neighbor, so what goes on down here affects you, and what goes on up there affects us down here. But it's worse in my situation. The military is adjudicating civilian law and thus making civilian law. In detention, they're preventing, well, they are making, you know, civilian law by just carrying on the detentions.
Yeah, well, this goes right over civilian law. So you have the situation last week where they killed a 16-year-old because he was complaining that the drone strikes were just killing innocent souls. We have Nick Robertson on CNN saying soldiers war humanity side by side with mercenary forces such as Aegis, who are South African death squad goons, on video randomly gunning down people in the streets with military escorts. And Nick Roberts asked the Pentagon, what are you going to do about it? Nothing. We have soldiers that kidnap people on routine basis. They go into cities and towns and say, we're kidnapping everybody between 10 to 55 to be tortured. So here's my point. I could go on like that, and I should, and we should have that discussion. But I'm not. What I want to say is they don't have the minds to discern who's good or evil. Commanders of these soldiers bomb cities.
They search out people who will simply follow orders.
Well, like you said, remember earlier I'm sort of adding a bit to what you said earlier about much of military doctrine is to romanticize, to say, if harm comes to one of us, we're all harmed, and we're going to stand up for our brothers no matter what the facts are to anything. So they say that, but understand the commanders.
Yeah, an injury to one is an injury to all, and I'm talking about citizens, civilians, not military.
Yeah, but I just wanted to give one example here. They got this is for sure real, man. Iraq, there was no reason to bomb the country because we had unrestricted access to go wherever we please without delay. By bombing, only lowers your ability to move freely about. Saddam would do anything and everything that was required of himself. The commanders in charge of these soldiers who just obey orders bomb those cities to get those soldiers killed. So that principle, that romanticism, they don't have the intellect to defend themselves on this, where they're needlessly, which is critically important, their lives are needlessly sacrificed because they don't have the leadership to demand we follow probable cause. But we know already commit these acts, it's against, like I said, a 16-year-old child. We have soldiers who kidnapped Dilawar, 4'9" man who was beloved by everybody, and they kicked him to death for pleasure. Corey E. Jones says it's great. You hang them from the ceiling and you kick them to death. They don't accuse them to be a terrorist or anything. They just enjoy, as Oregon soldiers do. One of my last examples, Oregon soldiers came across a torture facility run by the American military where they're torturing women and children with power tools. They arrested the torturers, held them at the end of their guns, said, I don't care if you're wearing an American uniform, you're going to be put to death for these most
grievous
assaults. And they had to let them go. The commanders in charge
of
these actions.
They went in and actually broke them out.
Right, and their commanders who are in charge of these actions said, you're going to reverse your action. You're going to release your prisoners who are responsible for torturing these victims, and you're going to give them back their prisoners. This is reported. Soldiers have put their lives on the line just to tell this story, and it's important. Similarly with the mess hall, when they blew up the mess hall and they said the terrible terrorists blew up the freedom fighters, well, they had KBR slave laborers preparing the foodstuffs for the soldier. You're a slave. You don't get paid a nickel. What are you going to do with that stew, that special sauce stew? You know it as much as me. You know, they undermine our ability to survive. The soldiers' lives are being threatened by these actions that they're not going to follow.
It's because our soldiers
cause.
Are no longer a public service. They've become an arm of the private corporation.
They're mercenaries. And all that's coming back to North America. All that's coming back here, guys.
Guys, call it tomorrow. I want to continue this conversation. We'll have a couple more people in, too. So, peace. Have a good weekend. Hopefully, we'll hear from you guys tomorrow.
Okay.
That's the show, people.
The next